Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews the CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Doug Nash, the Agriculture Department's Forest Services Chief Information Officer. Doug, it's been a long time coming. I'm very glad to have you on the show finally.
Yeah, thanks. Looking forward to talking to you today.
You got a lot going on here at the Forest Service. Let's start with some basics. You know, whenever I ask this question, you think the Forest Service, it's obvious what you guys do. But whenever I ask this question, I always learn something. So tell me, broadly speaking, the mission of the Forest Service.
Well, the Forest Service is a great organization to work for. Our mission, caring for land and serving people, it's all about providing multiple use to the natural resources that we're responsible for in the Forest Service. We're responsible for about 195 million acres of public lands across continental United States, Alaska, Puerto Rico. Amazing place to work, and we're responsible for providing a wide range of services on those public lands. Recreation, use of the natural resources. Forest Service has an extensive research arm. We work closely with states. We've got a large state and private forestry organization. And then, of course, the mission of firefighting. And all those together comprises this multiple-use responsibility the Forest Service has, which is quite different from the Park Service, which their primary mission is around providing parks for recreation. And so we do that and then much, much more.
I was going to say, a lot of people do definitely get the confusion of Park Service versus the Forest Service. Yeah. Obviously, the key ingredient here is the word forest, I would imagine, among many other things.
Well, that's correct, yeah. Forest, of course, we've got beautiful national forests for the public to recreate at. We also have grassland. But then our mission goes beyond the recreation, which is huge and important, but into the multiple use, working with states and research and all the other areas.
So you are the chief information officer. So not only are you a person that has to deal with the technology internally, but also probably to some extent externally. So let's talk about your role as CIO. What's your day like? What's a typical responsibilities for you?
My job as chief information officer really covers a broad range of things within the Forest Service. First is to provide that strategic advice and counsel to Forest Service leadership, to our business partners, to help provide technology solutions to meet some pretty complex business needs. So, of course, we cover a wide range of business areas in the Forest Service. And then on top of that, we've got an organization of about 40,000 employees, and so significant needs to help employees cover their work on a day-to-day basis, from computers to land mobile radios, very large, one of the largest land mobile radio infrastructures in the federal government, certainly on the civilian side. And then every other kind of IT service you would expect for a large distributed workforce across the United States.
Would you say that you spend a lot of time in operations? Would you spend a lot of time on strategy? Would you kind of maybe 50-50? Where do your feet lie? And obviously probably depends on the day as well.
Well, it does depend on the day, and that's always a challenge, is getting that right mix. Obviously, me and my staff, we want to provide excellent customer service to our employees, and that does take a significant amount of time, but we also want to make sure that we're focusing on the strategic side so we can be working on solving business problems, working on long-term issues, and not be totally consumed with just kind of the day-to-day operations piece. But I always want to make sure I'm providing high-quality customer service to Forest Service employees, because they rely on that to do their work. Even though our job is caring for the land, serving people, managing our national forests, we're an information-driven organization, so they truly rely on all the technologies you would expect a 21st century organization would.
And I imagine from an information-driven organization, there's a ton of information that comes from the Forest Service. Every agency, I think, is facing the big data problem. That may be something we'll talk about when we get closer, when we talk some about your priorities. But from an information standpoint, dealing with that information as it comes in and make sure it can get back out, how is your office set up to kind of deal with that? And talk a little bit about the setup of your office more generally.
The whole information management issue within the Forest Service, and I think the federal government at large, is a huge challenge. And the way data is growing daily and weekly and monthly is quite a challenge. And well beyond that is just how to capture information that's being collected in the field, make it easy to collect, bring it in, integrate it so that it can be used both at the field level but also integrated across the Forest Service. And then we work very closely with Department of Interior. While we're part of the Department of Agriculture, much of our mission work is very closely aligned with Department of Interior. So being able to share our data easily, effectively with our partners in the Department of Interior and also state governments and partners as well is a critical need, and it's a challenge. We're doing a lot of work to improve our data management standards collection, particularly around geospatial information, but there's lots more work to do. In fact, at the USDA level, one of the key projects that's been started is developing a geospatial center of excellence to capture centers of excellence from agencies within the department and to have a clearinghouse portal to make it easier to access that data and then to answer critical business questions. Forest Service, we have the largest geospatial data holding in USDA.
All right, something sounds like we're going to talk about in a little bit. Let's just quickly talk about your budget a little bit. How big was your budget in 2012 for IT? How many employees do you have working for you? How many contractors?
Forest Service, we have a centralized CIO organization, so single CIO, a single CIO organization supporting the entire agency. And so our budget in 2012 was around $280 million. And within that budget, we've got a broad mission of supporting our customers. We've got 760 employees, and we have contract, I would say, over 100. I don't have a precise number. We also have a contracted help desk, centralized help desk. And so that's completely contracted out through IBM, and so there's additional contractors through there. But I'd say roughly about 100 that works in a variety of areas, a lot around just service delivery and supporting our day-to-day customer work.
It's a huge IT department, 760. I mean, I hear a lot of CIOs that I talk with tell me the opposite, that they have about 7-to-1 ratio for vendors to staff. So I'm guessing that a lot of your IT staff is in the field. They're at specific field offices helping ensure that IT connection is up and running, the services that they need?
Well, absolutely. The vast majority, we have very, very few people here in Washington, D.C. The vast majority of my staff is spread across the country out at the field level to support day-to-day work. And 760 actually isn't a large number. When you look at the number of customers we have over 900 field sites. And just with the broad range of services we have, for example, on land mobile radio is a major part of the CIO responsibility in the Forest Service, critical for safety, for field operations, for working with our field partners. And we've got over 200 employees that do just that work. And even that is, I would say there's nowhere where we've got extensive staff. We're very lean and mean, I guess is the way I'd put it. And so if you look at land mobile radio, you look at our large, significant network infrastructure, phone systems and phone infrastructure, desktop, application development, all that, it's as well as just desktop support and those things. It's a definitely something that we try to take advantage of every employee we have.
And I think most CIOs would tell you the same thing. There's never enough people. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about priorities. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Doug Nash, the Forest Service's Chief Information Officer.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Doug Nash, the Forest Service's Chief Information Officer. Now, Doug, before break, we talk a lot about the makeup of your office. The fact is you are spread across the country with about 760 employees, but hundreds of field offices. Let's talk about your priorities. What do you hope to get done over the next 6 or 9 months?
Well, there's a few things we're focusing on in fiscal year 2013. And the first thing I would mention would be mobile computing. That's a major priority for us. Of course, it's been previous years, but this year, with all the changes, first in how our workforce is working, highly mobile, very dynamic, needing mobile technology to enable our employees to get out in the field, do field work. We also have a huge priority in terms of teleworking, and with teleworking, we want to provide tools, capabilities for employees to really be able to work anywhere, anytime, kind of borderless collaboration is the way I talk about it, and we see mobile computing being the way to get there. Also, with the mobile computing strategy, I see that as a huge potential cost saver because of enabling employees to telework, which allows us to reduce our footprint in our offices, where then we don't have to pay the real estate cost because we got that smaller number of employees in the office. And it raises employee morale and retention, all that. So that's first priority. And these aren't in any particular order. Second priority would be around gaining operating efficiencies with something I know that the American public's very interested in, we're interested in the federal government, is what can we do to get more value out of every dollar invested in our organization. So I spent a lot of time, my staff, over the last couple years in particular, looking at how can we consolidate contracts. We work very closely with our USDA counterparts to combine our contracting activities so we get economies of scale benefit, we get more buying power, and so that's driving down our contracting costs. We have a huge telecommunications infrastructure and kind of investment area, not only with data communications but also voice communications, with thousands of voice accounts that we've been working on consolidating, finding phone services that are no longer used. We've moved to a telecom consolidator to help manage our bills, which has driven costs down there as well. Where it makes sense, we've taken contractors that we brought in and moved to government employees. And obviously, we still use contractors in areas, especially for emerging technologies where it's hard to get skills. But in other areas where we were using them more for service delivery or where we had in-house skills, we found that it's far cheaper to move to government employees. And looking at how we're negotiating our software license to drive costs down there, we've been very successful as well. And work we've done through data center consolidation and that we'll continue to do over the next couple of years. But that gets to the whole operating efficiencies driving costs down. The third area is from a USDA-wide initiative perspective. It's called Strengthening Administrative Services, or the Blueprint Initiative, which is looking across all of USDA to administrative services, CIO being a big one, along with human resources, procurement, some of those other areas, but looking at where we can combine our collective need across the department to gain efficiencies, drive costs down there. We've done that through looking at our cell phone contracts. Another one we did is around end-user support and the combination are looking at help desk needs. Forest Service has a large help desk service contract that we contract through IBM, and we've had that in place since 2003, I believe, so pretty mature help desk. And we've been able to negotiate that contract in a way that it's open to all of USDA. And as we get more people using it, it drives everyone's costs down. So we have in the Forest Service through our help desk contract probably about 20,000 or so calls per month. The ITS organization in USDA, which supports about 55,000 people, they moved over to use the Forest Service help desk contract in October of 2012. And so now we've got about 75% to 80% of USDA using a single industry standard consolidated help desk that runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So that one example of what has been done across USDA to find those operating efficiencies at that level.
Let me just jump in real quick because I know you're a lot of priorities, but did you see once that organization moved and you have about 70,000 plus people using the help desk, did the cost per call or per whatever seat go down by half, by 20%? Is there a way to quantify it? Because as you said, the more people use it, the hopefully cheaper it would get.
So I don't have the precise number for the per incident call, but what our estimate was, and we're seeing that, was by combining these two organizations at the beginning of the year, we were estimating in fiscal year 13, we'd save about $1.2 million over our typical help desk cost between those two organizations, which I think is a pretty significant savings. And we're looking at other things that USDA, through this blueprint initiative around end-user support, application development, enterprise architecture, and other things. The fourth priority for this fiscal year for me is what we call in the Forest Service and at the USDA level is called cultural transformation. And that's all about our work environment which includes safety, improving safety in our organization. I've got a lot of field-going employees that drive hundreds of thousands of miles a year, and so we've got a huge focus on improving safety, and then also diversity, continuing to work on improving diversity in our workforce and having it reflect society at large. And so in both of those, I think are things that are really going to strengthen our organization.
All right, so you have a lot going on. Let me step back and start with mobile computing. I think that's one of the hot topics. And, okay. And as it relates to telework, give me a sense of how you guys are moving to mobile computing.
Well, first off, I'm really excited about the emerging opportunities and technologies with mobile computing. Our customer base are so far ahead of us because everyone now, it seems, has more mobile options at home than we seem to have in the workplace. And so it's really about catching up to that pervasive mobile technology and also just the expectations from our customer base and just how the business is changing. And so in terms of our strategy around mobile computing, we're adding more devices and also more capabilities for mobile computing. We did an iPad pilot last year, and it was very successful. And within the next, I'd say, hopefully by the beginning of March, but I'd say within the next 30 days, based on the success we had with our mobile computing pilot and iPad pilot, we'll be rolling out our mobile computing strategy and solutions architecture and making available to employees, adding to the toolkit, so to speak, iPads and then iPhones. One of the kind of sideboards or overarching principles around making iPads available and other mobile technology is there clearly we are budget constrained in the Forest Service across the federal government, and so we want to avoid having iPads be this kind of almost status symbol, you know, that you get it along with all this other technology you have. To the extent practical, we want the iPad to be a alternative device in lieu of, say, a laptop, because the total cost of ownership for an iPad, when you factor everything in, is very close, if not equivalent or more, than laptops. And so we see, once we get our mobile infrastructure fully built out in terms of printing applications, security and those things, that there is a subset of our users that could truly use an iPad as an exclusive device. I totally support bring your own device and the concept behind it. And of course, there's some tricky issues we got to work through around the melding of personal information with work information, but that has been solved. Private industry is ahead of us on this, and there's best practices for that. Also, the whole e-discovery litigation, whole data leakage protection piece we need to address, but I don't see any of those as roadblocks. I think there's some organizations, some individuals that are kind of conservative in this area, but I don't see this as a total replacement or solution for everything, but it's absolutely a priority and a solution in our toolbox that we expect to start a pilot on it later in the spring. And then as we work through these policy issues, then scale it up from there. And then PC on a stick, I had a demonstration from my engineering staff back in December for PC on a stick or virtual VDI, which this particular solution is literally a Windows 8 desktop image PC on a USB device that we see is going to be a great and inexpensive solution, because we can provide it to our customers for around $200 or $300 for teleworking mobile users, and just another alternative for mobile computing. And then the other thing around the importance of mobile computing to the Forest Service is just the extensive field work we do. We have so many employees that are out in the field, out in the national forests and grasslands, fighting fires, doing research, that having an easy, highly connected device to do field work is just going to save folks a lot of time. Part of our pilot last year, we have a aviation program in the Forest Service, and our aviators, our pilots, were having to use, not unusual, but hard copy charts and other documents they need for flying, and we provided iPads to all of the aviation staff last year so that they could access electronic flight plans and maps and all the other documents they use, and that was very well received.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll jump more into mobile because there's a lot going on. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Doug Nash, the Forest Service's Chief Information Officer.
I can't believe it. I lost my house, my wife, my family, and my job. Everything. If you or someone you know has tried but can't stop gambling, you should know that problem gambling could be an addiction.
While gambling is entertainment for some people, for over 150,000 people in Maryland, it's a devastating medical condition.
Are you at risk? Call the Maryland Center on Problem Gambling Helpline, 1-800-GAMBLER, or go to mdproblemgambling.com. We can help.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Doug Nash, the Forest Service's Chief Information Officer. Doug, right before break, we talked a lot about mobile computing. You made a very interesting reference about PC on a stick. I don't think I've heard that before. It's fascinating. It's the idea of a thumb drive. Just tell us a little more about what that actually, how would that would work. If I'm a USDA Forest Service employee, you give me this thumb drive, I stick it into my laptop, and what happens? How does it work?
The exciting thing about it is it gives us another option to give to our mobile computing or teleworking or mobile workforce. And it's essentially a specialized, highly secure USB device that has a Windows 8 Forest Service imaged desktop on it and costs $200 or $300 to produce and provision. And as long as an employee has a Windows 7 or higher laptop or really any kind of PC device, then they can plug it in and then that employee's work from that is connected to the network and it's a very effective solution. And I see this being really very useful for folks that want to work at home, to just give them more options to do Forest Service work without having some kind of a dedicated Forest Service PC.
The idea here is once you bring up this image, you're connected not only back, obviously, through a VPN, through a secure channel, through the wireless of some sort or hardwired, but you are working on applications and the data. All of that is what you're connected to through this image.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's connected back to the applications, data gets stored on the network. And so it's a highly secure and flexible way for employees to work.
All right, I think it's fascinating. I think it's something that you hear a lot about VDI, and this seems another option that maybe has, as you said, maybe some more security built in. One of the other things you mentioned was operational efficiencies. You also mentioned some USDA-wide efforts. One of those initiatives that falls into both sides is the email and the cloud. I think the USDA was really the first big agency to move email into the cloud. You're about a year into it. What's your take on it? And then we'll talk maybe a little more about other operational efficiencies and USDA-wide initiatives.
Forest Service, we were a Lotus Note shop up until we moved to the Microsoft Cloud solution. And I'd say USDA and Forest Service included, we worked prior to moving to the cloud. We were looking at some kind of a department-wide Microsoft in-house solution. And then this option came up, the cloud services really matured through Microsoft, and we made the decision corporately across USDA to move to this. And anytime you change something as fundamental as a mail system that everybody uses, and especially, you know, in a large organization like ours across, you know, the country, I wasn't quite sure what it was going to take in order in terms of getting folks migrated over. But the migration went very well. I think we had very positive feedback from our employees in terms of just the transition to the new system. And then, of course, everyone was looking anyways for a modern 21st century email solution. Really, it's a collaboration solution. And so we've been on it for a year now, and it's worked extremely well from a performance standpoint, from a support standpoint. I can say without reservation that it's been worked quite well, and it's helped to contain and drive costs down in this area. Plus, we get all these other collaboration tools that comes along with it, including SharePoint and Link and those other products.
A lot of times when you hear about email as a service, you hear the change management piece, which I think you addressed, the technology email can be done.
It's, right.
Did you have to deal with that change management locally, meaning Forest Service employees came to you and said, oh, this is awful, or I can't find, or I can't understand, or was that all taken care of at the corporate level?
There was a department-wide team that agencies had members on, and we worked very directly involved in that. And then in terms of preparing employees for the change, rolling out the tool and all that, the agencies, Forest Service, we had the direct responsibility supporting our users. And that worked well. We did lots of training for folks, did the distribution of software. So the change management, both from a technology as well as a user standpoint, coordinated with USDA, but done by the agencies, and I think it worked well and was pretty straightforward.
Some of the other initiatives that are ongoing around either operational efficiencies or USDA-wide initiatives, enterprise-wide initiatives that kind of fall into both categories, what do you see next on the horizon for you guys?
A couple other areas that we're looking at the department level, actually three I would mention, but one is around print services. USDA has put in place a managed print services with Lexmarks, and that's a service that essentially you pay on a per page basis, and the hardware, the paper, the supplies, all that's taken care of through this contract. So we're now within the Forest Service looking, making an assessment across our various size units where that would be practical. I think the larger offices, it's going to be a better cost proposition than some of the small offices, and simply because of the small office size and their locations. But I think that's going to be great getting out of the owning the printer business. EFAX is another department-wide contract that has some benefits to it. Again, we're making an assessment across the Forest Service to see where we'd use that. We already use EFAX extensively at our administrative service center in Albuquerque in human resources and budget and finance. So while I don't think we'll use EFAX at every single unit in the Forest Service, I think there's, again, some places that it could be very beneficial.
You hear a lot about other cloud services. You didn't really mention too much cloud beyond email. Are you guys also looking at some of the cloud services that maybe USDA corporate is going to provide, or are you guys moving to the cloud just internally throughout the Forest Service? The
cloud is implicit in everything we do. It is huge because it fits right into mobile computing, into operating efficiencies. We are working to move our data center services to USDA as part of the overall USDA and federal government requirement to consolidate data centers, and cloud plays a major role in that just because of all the benefits. And from a USDA perspective, as we move to migrate our data center services to USDA, they are offering both private cloud services as well as some commercial cloud offerings that we have an option to choose from. So we tend to have extensive use of infrastructure as a service, storage as a service, platform as a service. We're looking at Salesforce.com for some platform and software as a service solution for some of our applications, and have been very impressed with some of the offerings that we've seen to date from companies like that.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was the Agriculture Department's Forest Services Chief Information Officer, Doug Nash. Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.